Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have got a lot of people here with me from the Castledale City Government. I've got the mayor, I've got a council person, and I've even got the Youth City Council. And we're going to be talking about, they just had an opportunity come to them. The city of Selma, Alabama reached out to Mayor Van Wagner and wanted to know if they would be interested in being a sister city to Selma, Alabama, and of course they graciously accepted. So we're going to talk about that. They actually had a big tragedy there. They had a tornado, and the City Youth Council in Castledale is putting together a fundraiser for them as well. We're going to kick it off with Mayor Van Wagner. Danny, how are you today?
Good, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. It's different to have you in studio this time.
Absolutely. A little warmer than my office.
It is a little bit warmer, and I had no idea you looked like this.
Well, you know.
I'll be totally honest. Well, let's start talking about Selma, Alabama. Now, they reached out to you. Is that correct?
That's correct. I have a bed and breakfast there in Castledale, and during construction or overhaul of the power plants, we get a lot of people in. And a gentleman by the name of Don Chamberlain was staying with me, and this was probably 18 years ago. And we've kept in contact through the years. And in January, he reached out to me and was really concerned about lack of FEMA, lack of help from this F2 tornado that went through their town and really tore things up. Didn't kill anybody, but it really tore things up. And so they're in desperate need of what Castledale might be able to do for them.
And so they reached out to you, and you are now a sister city with Selma, Alabama. Is that correct?
That's correct. Went through the council, went through all the good parts, and it was unanimous. And so now we have our youth city council who's in charge of the whole deal.
And we're going to bring some members of them in to kind of talk about the youth city council itself, and then we'll dive right into what happened in Selma and then the fundraiser for them. So, Danny, if you'll step aside, sir, I'm going to bring in Izzy Turner. Izzy, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I am doing well today. Doing well. So, first, let's get started with how old are you and what grade are you in school?
I am a ninth grader, and I am 15.
All right. So where do you go to school at?
Emory High School.
Emory High School. Good call. Good call. Home of the Spartans. Let's dive in, and I'm going to let you tell us about the Castledale City Youth Council.
So Castledale Youth City Council is, like, reinventing themselves right now. We just got a new council person, and she's amazing. We are just, like, barely starting over from the past couple of years. And we're just so excited to be helping people from all around the country now.
And that's great that you're doing that. But usually you guys deal with things at home. And is it mostly like civic duty and community service activities and those kinds of things? Is that what you're working with most of the time?
Yes. We will put flags up on Veterans Day in the cemetery and flowers and things like that.
So, and you've been with the Youth Council for, what'd you say, 3 or 4 years now?
Yes.
And as you said, you would be the one to ask. You said they're doing a shift right now, and this being a sister city with Selma, Alabama is a big deal, isn't it?
It's huge.
And to have them step out and do this, and you guys have come up with a way that you're going to give them a hand. And Izzy, if you'll step aside now, we're going to bring in Tylee Skinner, and Tylee's going to talk to us about the tornado itself and what happened there in Selma. But first, Tylee, give us your age and your grade in school.
I am 14, and I am in ninth grade.
And you go to Emory High School as well, I would assume.
Yes, I do.
All right. So they had a big tornado there in Selma, and that was one of the reasons that they reached out to Mayor Van Wagner. So tell us what you know about the tornado there in Selma, Alabama.
So it was an F2 tornado, and it went on for about 78 miles, and it damaged an elementary school, and the elementary school kids are now at the middle school, and they're starting renovations there. And the high school was being used as a Red Cross center.
So how, when you guys hear these stories, and these are things that we don't really have to deal with here, weather-related stuff, I mean, we get a lot of snow and we're upset, but weather-related stuff like this happens all the time. So how did that kind of affect you when you heard about this and heard about the stories of what was going on down there?
Well, I'm not very educated with tornadoes, to be honest, just because, like you said, we don't have to deal with it here. But I was really sad to hear and see all of the damage that was done.
And so you decided with the youth council that you guys got together and you were going to put together a fundraiser for Selma, correct?
Yes, that is
correct. All right. Now we're going to bring in Gracie Mills, and she's going to talk about what they've come up with as a youth council and what they're going to do. Gracie, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well, Gracie. So let's get that done and taken care of. How old are you? What grade are you in school?
I'm 17, and I'm a junior in high school.
All right. And Emory High School.
Emory High School.
That's right.
So we're raising money so we can buy the baby products because they're in need of like baby formula and diapers and just all those necessities. And we have a lot of baby bottles set up on Main Street, Castledale businesses, and we have drop-off boxes in Emory High, the dance studio, Earl's Furniture in Huntington, and the City Hall.
So if someone were to go to City Hall, could they just take a cash donation to City Hall? Would that be acceptable?
Yes.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
All right.
Just bring diapers or anything that would help.
And when it comes to those kinds of things, everything helps when you realize that some of these people have nothing. They've lost everything and they need that thing. And that's where you guys are stepping up and going to take care of them. All right, Gracie, thank you so much. Now we're going to bring in Adriana Chimaras. She is the city council member for Castledale over these guys. And first, welcome to Castledale City Council. And you said that this is one of the greatest things that you've had to do in your entire life. These kids are great, you said.
Thanks. Yeah, happy to be here again. I love working with children. I coach the high school climbing club for Emory High as well. And yeah, any time that I can, you know, coach youth or help out the youth in the community, I'm super happy to do it.
That's a good time.
Yeah, it's a good time.
What we were saying is, you know, will it be on like Castledale City's Facebook page, or does the Youth Council have a separate Facebook page as well?
So the Youth Council doesn't have their own page right now. Okay. We'll be on Castledale City's Facebook page and their website, and we'll have a list of all of the donation locations for cash separately from the product donation places. And then we can also list, we'll also have listed out the products that we're accepting right now.
All right. And once again, anything for a child, any diapers, formula, wipes, anything like that is going to help.
Exactly.
You think that it might not, but it will help. And you'll take a cash donation, or you can even just go and buy them and take them and drop them off at those locations as well.
That's right. And just to be clear one last time, Selma, Alabama was not looking for cash. They were just looking for the baby products. So we will take that cash, turn around and buy the products and send them out to them.
All right. And I always say, you know, Emory County, Carbon County is probably one of the greatest places to live when it comes to somebody needing something. There are people that will just open up and are more than willing to help. So I know that they've got it in them to take care of these people, even though they're in Alabama, they still need our help. These are people that need help. So once again, to all of you, thank you so much for coming in today. I appreciate the time, and let's get the word out on this. This is the Castledale Youth City Council putting together a fundraiser for the city of Selma, Alabama. Now they are Castledale Sister City. So hop on their Facebook page, give them a call over at City Hall, check out their website, and all the information that you're going to need is going to be right there. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, we can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.